News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
As always, most always, we start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance page. And her story today is about a jilted bride at an El Paso dance-a-thon.
The groom leaves weeping bride-to-be at the walk-a-thon. In the latter part of the Great Depression, walk-a-thons were quite the rage across the U.S., Europe, and El Paso. With the lure of large cash prizes, couples would spend hundreds of hours on their feet at these events, walking, dancing, prancing, and literally dragging their sleeping partners around the floor to win the grand prize. All the while, auditoriums packed with spectators looked on. Walk-a-thon promoters, always looking for sideline entertainment to keep spectators interested, found the perfect event in a young couple who wanted to be married during the El Paso American Legion Stadium's walk-a-thon in October 1933. A Mr. Costello said he and his girlfriend Louise Reese, who was hitchhiking to El Paso from Tulsa, Oklahoma, wanted to be married while competing in the walk-a-thon. The promoter, jumping at the idea, told Costello he would pay for their wedding clothes, a minister, and a cake. By the time Louise reached El Paso, Mr. Costello got cold feet and denied ever promising to marry Louise, and left her at the walk-a-thon altar. The last mention of poor Louise, she entered the walk-a-thon rocking chair event, but after 57 hours quit and headed home, a disappointed walk-a-thon bride-to-be. More history next time on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
So a walk-a-thon and a dance-a-thon are kind of the same?
They were, yeah. With a walk-a-thon, the dance-a-thon, you had to dance the whole time. With a walk-a-thon, you could dance, you could walk, you could do anything, but you had to stay with your partner. In fact, they would tape their hands together. So be dragging the person behind you on the floor who was sound asleep, and you had to keep moving. And you got a break every hour for 15 minutes. And this went on for hundreds of hours.
Dragging the person behind you, taped to your wrist.
Yeah, I mean, there's many cases. One guy, one kid, he was dancing with his sister, and he slapped her to wake her up, and they pulled him out of the police pulled him out for abusing his sister.
Oh, well, then they had one participant where her boyfriend gave up, and she just kept dancing on the floor, waiting for another male to be whose partner, female partner, would collapse, so she could join him, and they could continue as a couple.
Yeah, because there was a $1,000 prize. Back in the 1930s, right at that at the end of the Depression, $1,000 went a long ways.
Oh, my.
So, I mean, people were coming. They actually came from Europe to compete in this walk-a-thon in El Paso.
Jeez.
Amazing. But that was fun.
And you do this for the History Alliance.
Yeah, and we don't want to forget to mention our great Facebook pages for El Paso Historical Information, which is, of course, the El Paso History Alliance, a group of historians who promote the history and culture of El Paso through their Facebook page. Then that is managed by Max Grossman and Mark Stone. And the oldest Facebook page on El Paso history is Remember in El Paso When, with thousands of pictures and stories and much more. It's managed by Barbara Given Bainey, who leads a great team of volunteer editors.
She's probably got some spare time these days, because she's actually just taking the time off.
Oh, yeah.
But I see her posting on Facebook anyway.
Yeah, she's still.
So there she is. BGB, we appreciate you. And she's the chief admin, the other admins, Margaret Smith, Rick Duncan, Paul Louis, Ken Weiss, and Craig Hayes work on that.
Busy.
And I think they're off until next week. They're going to go through one more Saturday and be back.
That takes a lot to keep those bats.
Oh,
I don't even like to keep up with my own.
That's volunteer stuff.
It is.
And they maintain a fabulous resource for El Paso history. It's called Remember in El Paso When on Facebook. So, all right, back to our current reality, or maybe we'll dial it back 120 years or something, because we've got this crowd in here, Six Guns and Shady Ladies, but also the parts y'all play. That's Beulah Moreau sitting
there. That's right. Hello there.
And what do you do about these guys? Who's that guy over there?
Well, today, you are Selman, John Selman, Constable John Selman. And the one sitting next to me is John Wesley Harden.
Oh, my. There he is.
You know, there's always a woman in the middle of everything that brings all of this chaos.
Well, we should have set you guys different then. Because, I mean, that's the way. And Selman ended up killing Harden, but wasn't involved in the woman thing, right?
Nope. I had nothing to do with that trollop.
Oh, my
goodness.
A trollop now. Tell me about this trollop. Why was she a trollop?
Well, she flaunted herself all over town.
Oh, yeah?
And like I said, like that guy said earlier on your show, she was still married to some guy out in East Texas when she hightails it out, goes up to Carlsbad, New Mexico, marries Martin Moroz there while still married to husband number one.
It was a different state.
No, yes, it was a different state.
Yeah, so what?
And, different territory at the time, New Mexico territory.
That's right.
And then, of course, Martin gets accused of cattle rustling. He hightails it out to Juarez. She follows him eventually to El Paso. And that's when she hires this guy over here, Mr. Harden.
Mr. Lawyer.
Yes, to try to help get him back. And what was mentioned earlier, Beulah and Mr. Harden became more than just client lawyer.
I see.
So she's married to two guys at the same time and fooling around with this guy.
Ah.
Well, now, wait a minute. I need to sort of explain.
You better.
Yeah. Yes.
You darn well better.
You know, it was back in the 1870s and 1880s and 90s. And I had just been a gal born into a family that was very rough and ready. They were noted gunfighters. And so when it was time to be married, I was courted by men from all over the counties. And the man who won my hand was Steve Jennings. And, you know, everything was wonderful until he put that ring on my finger.
Isn't that the new host on Jeopardy?
I don't know.
No. That's a different guy.
Ken Jennings.
No.
Never mind.
This is Steve Jennings.
Steve Jennings, and so,
1890s. And so we were married, and he took me out to his big Texas ranch, which was in the middle of nowhere in Mason County. And it was very isolated. And the one detail he forgot to tell me was that his parents were going to be living in the same ranch house as we were.
Oh.
And they did not know how to smile or have fun. They were the most dour, critical, criticizing people.
But did they approve of the marriage?
I don't think so. They did. I think they approved of the marriage, but not to me, because I was a fun-loving gal, and I wanted to have fun. And suddenly I'm having to do ranch work, taking care of laundry and cooking, eventually children, and there's no fun. He never took me to town. Never. And I just decided that's not what I signed up for. So one night I just slipped away with his gold coins and his favorite horse and our only child, who was 4 years old, a little girl.
What happened to that girl?
Well, she grew up. Eventually, she went into some, while I was making a living, I would have to put her in some temporary care with the Catholic sisters.
Did they know what you were doing?
No, of course not. I was needing to make a living.
Look at that smile.
I was just an entertainment princess.
Ah.
And so then I married Martin Moroz, and I had changed my name by that time. I was no longer Helen Jennings. I was Beulah, and Martin was Polish, and he couldn't say Beulah. I became Beulah.
So what? How do you spell Moroz?
Moroze. It originates from Moroz, the first Polish settlers in Texas down near San Antonio.
Why not?
And so, anyway, so there we're having a really good time, and Martin is spending his money on me and having a great time, and we got married, and I found out that he was actually the head of a cattle rustling group. I swear I didn't know it before. I am so innocent.
How down and out that could be.
So then we end up in Juarez because he's running from the law. And he famously says to me, his very last important words to me were, Beulah, go to El Paso and get me a lawyer. And I did. I found John Wesley Harden. This was in middle of April of 1895, and my, he was one handsome man. And he took my case very quickly because I had a lot of money and a lot of good times ready to spend with him.
And you had your money from the previous husband?
Oh, from Martin Morose. It was the money he had gotten from all the cattle rustling. Yes.
Oh.
Yes, so I needed a lawyer to protect him from extradition into Texas. So that's how Mr. Hardin and I met. And oh, what a good time it was.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boy, did I get sucked into that one.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh,
I tell you, as soon as I found out a little bit more about her, well, you know what happened is when her husband, illegal husband, was met his demise on the bridge coming back from Mexico, we were kind of free to do what we wanted to do.
Who killed him?
Oh, there's a handful of people. There was three of them involved.
And they were all unhappy with him?
No. George Scarborough, who was deputy U.S. Marshal at the time, was trying to coerce him to come back across the border.
So he could arrest him?
Yeah, but he under the auspices that they were going to try to protect him.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that, you know, cattle rustling was something that was kind of, how do you prove it? Can you prove it? You know, and there's several thoughts there. One is that Scarborough knew that, you know, that Martin had money and he was going to rob him. Now, the family insists, and I'm kind of leaning towards the family insistence, that he didn't have that in mind. Well, he took along with him a couple of deputies or a couple of folks with guns to hit out along the river just in case Martin, who was a pretty good shot, decided to, you know, that he didn't want any part of this coming across the river. And he happened to hear a little bit of noise, a little rustling in the bushes. And when he heard that, he started to grab his gun, and that's when everybody opened fire on him.
Oh, dear.
Lead poisoning.
I see.
It was terminal.
So he didn't make it back to El Paso.
Almost.
But his money did.
I had the money.
Ah, yes, indeed.
Yeah, and boy, did we have a good time. Now, see, there was a little bit of standard there right now. She was married, so to speak, and I was single and a lawyer, and it did, you know, folks just kind of frowned on cavorting taking place. So we were a little bit more discreet. But
cavorting.
Once, cavorting.
Cavorting.
But once Martin, who was
You like that word, cavorting.
Cavorting, cavorting.
You said you were single. Weren't you still married to Callie at the time?
We won't talk about Callie.
How old was Callie?
How old was Callie? 12. We won't talk about that either. She was a pretty young thing. But anyway, she was a long ways away. You know, geographically, we weren't married anymore.
Out of sight,
that's
out
right.
of mind.
There you go.
And she left you. She left you.
Yeah, she wasn't happy with me at all.
Okay, where do we go with this?
Well, this lady here. You know, fire. It was fire and water. You know, it was fire and gasoline. It was everything that you could imagine. I mean, the woman just totally angered me constantly.
Oh.
But he loved me.
I see.
Yeah, there were aspects of you I liked a lot. Anyway, you know, we had this relationship.
Rim shot.
Yeah, there you go. In fact, we had a little altercation upstairs in our apartment. You might want to share with them what you did to me.
Well, we had been drinking a lot, and he decided, I angered him, I probably mouthed off to him, and he decided that he wrote a suicide note for me, and he told me that he was going to kill me and make it look like suicide.
Oh, dear.
Well,
Did you sign the note?
No.
No.
No, I had to think about it, but I didn't sign the note. And he kept drinking more than I did, and he passed out.
So that was medicinal purposes. I drank so much.
Yes, he did.
Because of her.
Yes.
Yes.
And so when he woke up, I had his six shooters pointed right at him. And I said, now, big fella, do you want to tear up this note, or do you want me to? And so the note was torn up. And it was around that time that he also knocked me down the stairs, almost killed me. And I actually filed charges against him. I was so upset with
him. Did you have a good lawyer?
She didn't hire me.
I dropped the charges.
Okay, well, now, was this in that one building that's now gone?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Miss Annie's Herndon's place.
Oh, did he live up there?
We lived there.
We rented it.
Yes.
But the point was, this is the building that's now gone that was the Wells Fargo Bank originally?
No, that's where my office was.
Okay. Oh, that's just the office.
Yes.
Yeah.
So where was this other location?
It's up by where the Children's Museum's now going.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. How fitting. We'll put a marker there. Yeah. Children's
yes.
Museum.
Children's Museum.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. We've got to take a break here and come back.
All right.
If you want to keep doing this, we can do so because these people are just ready to go.
That's right.
And what was the date and time exactly for the event coming up? For the
It's going to be August 21st, and the gates open at 6 p.m., and you'll enter on Yandel Street, 3700 Yandel Street, and the cost is only $5 for adults, and I don't have the exact
And $2 for 18 and under, and free for kiddos under 6.
If you want to lay a 20 on them, go for it.
Hey, it's, yes. It's a fundraiser. So
yeah,
that's
it sure
a,
is.
It's a fun fundraiser. How's
that's
that?
Right.
And what they do is they reenact the event of John Wesley Hardin's demise in the bar, the Acme Bar, right? The Acme Saloon. And you do that right on site. You bring your own bar.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are good
at
this.
We got a portable bar.
Yeah.
We have a jail. You can have your pictures made in the jail.
That's you're all set.
Not real whiskey, though.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No,
yeah, well.
Non-alcoholic.
And maybe John Wesley Hardin will accompany you in ghostly form during the ghost tour.
It's possible.
I think that could happen. We know a guy who actually had him at his house.
Yeah.
Leon.
Well, I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah, Leon had, was so wrapped
up in him.
The psychic said it turned out to be Selman.
Who was hassling
Leon.
Yes.
Because he was jealous. He was jealous.
That's true.
Of the
That's
publicity.
That's very true, yes.
That's what she said, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Back in a moment here. Andrew, hit the button.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Win your way to our 2021 iHeartRadio Music Festival, September 17th and 18th in Las Vegas. And win $1,000. You'll see
Billie Eilish,
Cheap Trick,
Coldplay,
Dua Lipa,
Florida Georgia Line,
J. Cole,
Journey,
Khalid,
Lil Baby,
Maroon 5,
Nelly,
Sam Hunt,
Weezer, a special guest performance by Phineas,
and more on the T-Mobile Arena stage in Las Vegas. Listen every weekday to win your way there and win $1,000.
Help the planet with a tip from iHeartRadio Earth. Spending time outdoors can improve overall health and wellness. Celebrate Earth Day and take advantage of nature's health benefits by visiting a local park. Recreate responsibly to protect yourself and others and to make the outdoors safe and welcoming for people of all identities and abilities. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/Earth.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Protects you from mayhem in Texas. Like Allstate, I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Need to tell you who's coming in here next week. It's going to be Bernie Sargent. Through a quirk of scheduling, here you are coming again. And it's going to be interesting to see you doing your thing here. We're going to talk about descriptions and explanations of several El Paso County historical markers that denote the history during the Mexican Revolution. And Bernie, while you're here, why not explain to people why we go to the trouble of focusing sometimes on the Mexican Revolution?
It had such an impact on not only El Paso, but Mexico, Germany, and a number of other countries that got their fingers in the mill on this one. And the impact on the border and how active we were in this particular area was incredible. You know, as I'm putting this thing together, which normally you just take pictures, cut and paste, no, I'm finding out all kinds of fun stuff about the involvement in Germany. I know Harry's been in here a couple of times talking
Harry
about
Harry Hedebit.
Yeah, and I found a few more tidbits of information I'm going to share with him to see if he's aware of it too. But it's just amazing. And then, you know, plus we had a number of the people from Mexico, the presidents and so on, who came across the border to get out of Mexico, to save their tails, so to speak. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the stash house, and we'll talk about Pancho Villa and how he used to disguise himself when he walked around downtown. And
did he really?
Yeah, he did.
What did he look like?
Well, he dressed as a priest one time.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. So we'll be sharing that.
He did the hood so that you couldn't see him.
No, that was not the boys in the hood. That was he just wore the frock and all that.
And the collar.
Yeah, and the collar. Yeah.
And you couldn't recognize the mustache and the face.
Yeah. Maybe you take a second look.
Well, they didn't have media back in like we do now.
No, they sure did.
So his picture wasn't ever. It's actually right over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
That's him. That's Mr. Pancho Villa.
He looks like a lot of priests I've known.
Yeah, well, maybe he is a priest. I don't know.
Could be a relative.
So it'll be fun. We'll talk about a number of things, and I've got a whole lot of pictures and information, newspaper.
When are we going to get the pictures?
This weekend.
Okay. Andrew, will that work? We get the pictures when we can? Okay.
Yeah.
So Bernie's in next week, and that's the 21st. August 28th, there's an historic mural now owned by Westar Bank from 1957, called The Experiment. It depicts agriculture in El Paso's Lower Valley, and the painter's family is in town to rededicate the mural as it moves to the Bank of Fabens. That's a little bit different. These guys have been working on me for months to get this going.
That's nice.
It's very different.
The
mural's well done. Anyway, that's on August 28th, and we'll see a lot of that mural. But September 4th, and those people have stories about El Paso history that are just amazing. So September the 4th, we're here from board members of the Celebration of Our Mountains about their extensive list of tours and events for the fall of 2021. Jim Tolbert, Eric Kappas, and Paul Galvan are our guests.
Speaking of Celebration of Our Mountains, they have some great programs this week. And this Wednesday, August 18th, is Alligators, Bats, and Owls. In the morning tour with Dr. Paul Heider and the Tom Lee Institute, you'll be looking for beasties in the decoration of our buildings and San Jacinto Plaza Park.
In the buildings.
In the buildings. Yeah, there's a lot of animals and some unique things. Then in the evening on the same day, the 18th, come to Keystone Heritage Park at 6:30 p.m. where there is another lecture by Dr. Paul Heider entitled Watch Where You Step. Dr. Heider will talk about perhaps one of our least favorite vertebrates, rattlesnakes. This lecture will introduce you to a number of rattlesnake species and discuss the various aspects of their life and histories. For information or reservations, call Jim Tolbert at 515-725-7364. And you need to reserve a place on the morning tour with Dr. Heider on the alligators, bats, and owls. So contact Jim about that.
Okay. We're going to Pepe, some of us?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
And the best way to get there is get off of Artcraft, is what we were told.
Yeah,
so you get off of Artcraft and go north because it's flooded up in downtown Cañotillo. But Pepe's is clear and free. So
Pepe's is okay.
They're okay.
So you can get to Pepe's by coming upriver.
Right.
So, pardon the expression.
Yeah.
But
above
there, it's above there, it's flooded.
Yeah, they kind of get flooded back up in the town section up there. So.
Okay. So, but we're going to go to Pepe's. And I tell you what, Patricia, we're not going to have much more time at this segment.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and take a break now. But if you want to come back and keep fighting with these boys, that's up to you.
I can handle these boys.
Okay. Because we have to get some of the sections if you want to.
We can do this.
Okay. See you in a minute. Andrew, here we go.
If you're a local business owner, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson runs a small business in El Paso, too. And Ralph Dickerson's here to help you protect your small business. Give him a call, 915-581-0000. Or come by his office, located at 497 North Wrestler, Suite A, right at the corner of Wrestler and Orizaba. Stop in today. Call 581-0000 for State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-815-4342. That's 800-815-4342. 800-815-4342.
The Sentinel Group sponsors this paid advertisement for legal services and is responsible for legal services. Attention! Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-399-5446.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-399-5446. 800-399-5446. That's 800-399-5446.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It is the time when we say This Week at El Paso Inc. Find the latest in El Paso business news.
After months of uncertainty and bankruptcy filing, the CEO of Flick's Brewhouse says the El Paso location will reopen soon.
Also in the ink, Sunland Park, New Mexico is hoping for a windfall as recreational pot sales draw nearer.
As H&H Car Wash and Coffee Shop closes after six decades in business, the colorful owner of the El Paso Landmark sits down with El Paso Inc. in his rocking chair to reminisce on his many years in the business.
El Paso's business journal, El Paso Inc., is available for home or business delivery.
To receive El Paso Inc., order it online at elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night at 10:35 p.m., you see them flying around most El Paso neighborhoods. They are the eyes in the skies for Border Patrol agents looking for migrants trying to either enter the U.S. illegally. ABC 7 was given a rare inside access at how helicopters, pilots scan the U.S.-Mexico border from above, helping boots on the ground.
Don't miss ABC 7 Extras this Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. only on ABC 7.
And I saw the promo this morning, and Saul Sines is jumping in a helicopter.
Ah!
I didn't realize it was something. They change who does it,
yeah.
Who hosts that, and they didn't say who hosted it. You know what they do? They sent me the entire script for the whole thing, and I didn't see. Was Sal's on this? I don't know. Whatever.
It was easier than breaking it out, I guess.
I guess. All right, we got Beulah Moreau still here. You want to keep hassling these people? What are you going
to
do?
Well, I do. You know, I just kind of want to tell people what kind of a character John Wesley Hardin was. You know, when it was good, it was just a magnificent relationship. But he was moody. He drank a lot. And he also left me alone a lot. And because he was so noted in his gunfighting abilities, the other guys in town would ignore me. So one night I was drinking in the saloon, and no one would have a drink with me, and I got really upset, and I started shooting up the saloon. Oh. And you know, that's illegal.
Oh, really?
You know, and I was arrested, and they fined me $50.
Oh, dear.
Just because I was his woman.
Ah.
The going rate was
$15. 50.
Versus 50.
Oh.
And I was fined 50.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I told them that they'd be sorry when Hardin got back in town, that he'd take care of them and he'd stand up for me. So he gets back in town, and then he surprises me. He is not happy with me. In fact, he's downright mean to me.
I had every reason in the world to be angry with you. I go out of town for just a short time, taking care of business, and you get yourself arrested for doing what? Shooting in a bar? First of all, what were you doing in a bar? Secondly, you know you can't carry weapons downtown. It's illegal. It's against the law. But when did that stop you from breaking the law?
But I was lonely. You've left me alone. If you were any kind of a man, you'd stay home and take care of me.
Any kind of a man? You're talking about me? Challenging
That's right.
me to be a man?
I am.
Yeah.
And I'm just sick and tired of you treating me the way you do.
Are you pulling a gun?
I'm not pulling it yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
No.
No, but I'm thinking seriously about it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she wouldn't even allow me to have her sign that suicide note. I mean, the nerve of this woman. Look at this woman. I mean, she can hardly stand up most of the time, drinking and cavorting and carrying on. I mean, that Polish husband of hers, she left him, literally left him for me. Go figure. And then she wonders why the men in the stories, in the restaurants, in the bars, why they won't have anything to do with this woman of the night.
Ah. Well, in my defense, it is my money that has been financing all of our adventures, all of our time together. And if this is the way you feel about me, I'm taking my money and heading out of town. Goodbye.
And don't let the horse kick you in the backside on the way out either, would you? Please, out.
Well, John Selman looks like he's pretty wound up over here about you two anyway.
What?
What? John Selman? I mean, yes. What?
Constable Selman.
Yes, Constable John Selman. El Paso Constable. My son is also a constable, John Jr. And it was John Jr. that arrested that would-be gunfighter over there for shooting up the saloon. You know, carrying a gun in town was illegal. She was carrying a gun. Shooting a gun in town was certainly illegal, and she was shooting the gun. Now, granted, she wasn't necessarily shooting at anybody, but the law didn't make that distinction. And she wonders why she got fined $50.
So this is how this goes when you get out there.
That's right.
But this is just a preliminary. You go in through several skits, several gunfights. The John Wesley Hardin killing is the major one, a major one. But do you also do the four dead in 5 seconds? You don't do that out there?
No.
What else do you do out there?
Well, at the Hardin event, we do the Hardin's life while he was in El Paso those 4 months.
Yeah, build up to the end of the show.
So when he robbed the Gem Saloon early on.
Oh, my.
And intimidated somebody. Now, this is a guy that had been in prison for 15 years. He hadn't killed anybody in 15 years, but his reputation is still there.
Oh, yeah.
And all he has to do is look at somebody, and they're cowed. They'll slink out. Oh, this is John Wesley Hardin.
I did not rob the Gem Saloon. That money was mine. That dealer cheated me. I didn't rob it. He cheated. And when I left there, I only took the amount that I had placed on the table.
You lost because you're a lousy card player.
But I can shoot a card. Nope. I mean, from 50 feet away, I can shoot holes in a card.
So?
Yeah. I mean, you limping around after you go and kill somebody behind a house of ill repute.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, amigo?
How about we talk about some sections of Concordia for a minute? Because we're going to run out of time here.
All right.
We have various sections of Concordia. Now, this is the gunfight business. you're doing on the 21st of August.
That's right.
6 p.m. Gates open. 7 p.m. you have the events beginning. And in the meantime, you've got a whole bunch of stuff for sale. You got tables with stuff on it for displays. And also, you're raising money this way.
That's correct.
Okay. But the various sections of Concordia should be understood. Well, let's start with number eight. That would be the Buffalo Soldier Memorial. And the Buffalo Soldier Memorial is actually an interesting thing because you took over one end of the cemetery, basically, and they were somewhere in the center area, but none of this is actually where they are buried.
That's correct. These are memorial headstones.
Of people who are buried.
That's right. And there are 42 memorial headstones honoring all but these Buffalo soldiers. And so we were able to do this in 2009 with the cooperation of great number of people and groups.
And number nine, Andrew, you've got the Catholic section. And the Catholic section, obviously, is the largest section at Concordia. And you need to have a wide aerial picture, basically, to even see it.
Well, that doesn't even cover most of it right there.
Yeah, that's a chunk of it.
Yeah.
Well, there are 18 and a half acres. It's the largest section in Concordia Cemetery.
Wow.
It is owned by the El Paso Diocese, and the Concordia Heritage Group graciously maintains and protects that section as well as the other sections.
Is Hardin in that section?
No, he is not. He is in the section entering the Yandell area. He is in the El Paso County section. Chinese, oh my goodness, we are so thrilled to have the only Chinese cemetery in Texas.
How'd that happen?
Well, they were here with the railroad. They came in, and after the railroad went on, they stayed here, and they started up businesses, all sorts of service, and they liked it, and they decided when their people started passing away, they wanted them to be separate. So this land was purchased in the late 1880s for these people, and you have to be of Chinese descent to be buried in the Chinese section. We have over 100 graves in the area, and many are in Chinese only, not in English at all.
Who owns it?
The Chinese Benevolent Society owns it.
I see, okay. And then you have the Masonic section.
The Masonic section is one over, it's right across from L&J, and it's very well maintained and laid out. I'm not sure how many graves are in there, but we have a wonderful relationship with the Masonic Lodge 130 in the maintenance of that area.
And they were the original lodge at the time.
Yes, they were Lodge number one. Lodge 130, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they were like the first in El Paso.
Yes, they were. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the Jewish section. Andrew, can you get the Jewish section?
Do you want to talk about the Jewish section?
Okay. Sure. There's actually two Jewish sections, two different temples utilize a good portion of it. And they also maintain it. And it's the only area at the cemetery that is actually green. They pay for it. The members of the synagogues contribute on a regular basis to help maintain that portion. And there's people like Jake Ehrlich, the tallest man in the world, buried there, mm-hmm. and a number of the movers and shakers of early El Paso, the businessmen that set up the community, that owned the stores, and helped El Paso become what it is today. They were also buried out there.
That's Mount Sinai and Beni Zion.
Correct.
Yes.
And also, you have just some pretty pictures we have that taken the day of, I think this was the Day of the Dead.
Yes, this is taken during our Dia de los Muertos festival, and this is an event we've been having for about 10 years now, and it's the first Saturday in November. This year it will be November 6th.
Okay.
And it will be all afternoon, all day. We'll be promoting it, the times, a little later. But it's a festival. We have music. We have altars decorated as shrines in remembrance to their loved ones. It is a cultural, it lends to the Hispanic cultural.
Interesting
events.
History there in Concordia Cemetery, all over the place.
That's right.
And various kinds.
Yes.
But it's all El Paso. We have a caller on the line, caller named Raul. Hey, Raul, how's it going? Mr. Raul, did we lose you? He put the phone down. He put the phone
down
in a
trash.
Oh, there you are. What's up?
Yeah, I think you lost me.
Raul?
Yeah, turn your radio off, Raul, when you call the station. But go ahead. You got one more chance. 3, 2, 1. Andrew, talk to him. I put him on hold. Anyway, we'll take a break here and come back in a minute and talk about things continuing in Concordia and some details you have of the promotions coming up here. All right, back in just a moment.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com, m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call certified property manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549.
Right now at Wendy's, get a Dave's single plus another great item for just a buck more. It's Wendy's BOGO $1. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. Valid for item of equal or lesser value cannot be used in a combo or with other offer.
iHeartRadio Earth is here with little tips for a healthier planet. Less than 1% of water on Earth is drinkable, and humans are using it faster than nature can replenish it. Reduce the amount of water you use in the bathroom by taking shorter showers and turning the water off while you brush your teeth. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/earth.
At Casa Buick GMC, trade-in value is heating up right now.
How hot?
Hot enough to get you in that great Casa pre-owned car, truck, SUV, luxury, or economy vehicle that you want. Come to Casa Buick GMC and trade up during our Summer of Value used car sales event. Buy with confidence with a 6-month or 6,000-mile warranty. Casa Buick GMC has access to more than 600 used vehicles. Come find the one for you.
What about financing?
We've got it all and more. We work hard for you with over 20 banks to get you the best available financing. And at Casa Buick GMC, you can also buy here, pay here with La Casita Finance.
Summer of Value.
Casa Buick GMC, Montana and Airway by the airport.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our intimacy. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our intimacy and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
McGoffin Home was closed yesterday. They may be closed today. They had water issues. If you want to get down there, give them a call. In fact, I don't think a lot of people are going very far today. We're going to go to Pepe's.
Join us
the
at Pepe's.
The way to get there is...
You get off at Artcraft and take Donovan Road north.
I-10.
Yeah, I-10 to Artcraft, get off, go west on Artcraft to Donovan, turn right, go north until you run into Pepe's.
And you just run into it.
Yes, you just run into it. That's an aside little shopping
67,
center.
67, 61, Donovan. Yeah, glad you were. And so, yeah, we'll be out there. And it's Lorena's birthday today. Ha!
Happy birthday.
Oh, yes.
Anyway.
I can't sing it as good as she does.
Oh, yeah, go for it. What else you got? Is that about it? Who's on Facebook looking
at? Oh, we got BD Burdett says hello. Hi. Margie is on here. Margie Benton is on. Vince Sanchez is bouncing back and forth. Sean is listening to us from South Carolina. And he went back for a school reunion there. We've got...
That's a long... He's been gone 3 weeks.
We got Hey Charleston Stout and Carolina. Oh, I see. I'm reading this wrong. Okay. Oh, never mind. I'm reading some of this sublet. Dale Hansen was on. It's been a good audience this morning, considering.
Calvin Williams had a question there.
Oh, that was new. I just had good morning from Calvin.
Yeah, he does have... Yeah. Are there any famous outlaws buried here?
Oh, you're saying something I'm not.
Well, yeah. It could be. I mean, what, John Wesley Hardin, that's not famous enough for you?
Oh, you've got a lot of Texas Rangers. You have...
Well, Selman's buried about 150 yards from Hardin.
Yeah.
Will you call those guys outlaws?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
Selman was. I mean, he was a battle wrestler and everything else.
The only
else,
difference between an outlaw and a lawman was wearing a badge.
Yeah, that's true.
Fair enough.
We have an associate of Billy the Kid. We have a wrestler who tried to wrestle from Oliver Lee. So, yes, we've got some...
Train robbers? Didn't we have a train robber?
Texas Rangers?
Texas Rangers.
All right, back to Concordia promotion. Yeah. You want to talk about ghost tours?
I do. I want to promote our ghost tours. We have the most exciting ghost tours at Concordia Cemetery. They're on the first Saturday of the month. That one is by the Paso del Norte Paranormal Society. And then on the third Saturday of the month, we have Lost El Paso Paranormal doing their ghost tour, and these are partners with El Paso, with Concordia. And also, we have been doing one since the first of the year that is called Howl at the Moon Drive Through Concordia at Night. And
Howl at the Moon.
Uh-huh. And it really resonates with all kinds of people. I sort of started that the first time the full moon came out, and I just howled at the moon. So we call it the Howl at the Moon Driving Ghost Tour. That is the last Friday night closest to the full moon. So we're really excited about those, and you can look at our webpage, www.concordiacemetery.org, to get the information to call them. They are at night from 9 to 11 p.m. And so that is, we have a great turnout for those.
Well, you might as well go ahead and re-announce the events of the 21st.
Oh, that's right. On August 21st, next week, we're going to have the commemoration of the Secret Society of John Wesley Hardin.
Why is it secret?
It's secret because it's a lot of fun. And there's something special about being secret. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Show starts at 7 and ends at 10, and we have a ghost tour ending the event. And also, your admission fees, again, are $5 for adults, $2 for 18 and under,
Bring a 20.
Free for kids under 6.
I am a card-carrying member of the John Wesley Hardin Secret Society.
Hold it up closer to this camera somewhere here. Get it up really close there.
Hard carrying. You see the bullet holes in there.
Yeah, is that close enough, Andrew?
No, you have to go to... Oh, is that where? Oh, there it is. There we go.
So who shot those?
There you go.
Ah!
John Wesley Hardin.
You really punched those out with a punch? No.
That's a reproduction of an actual card that John Wesley Hardin would have signed as an autograph, would have shot the holes in it.
Up a little bit, he said.
Yeah, and you can turn around in the back. I think it has a signature on the back, right?
Turn it around anyway. It has Secret Society of Hardin there.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So there you are.
And card carrying member.
There you go.
It's only $5 to join.
And so you guys are taking this money and using it to fix up either your six guns stuff.
No, this is for the cemetery.
All for Concordia.
Okay. So that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that the Concordia Cemetery has turned into a theater in some respects. I mean, it's still very sacred to so many people. They come out on the Day of the Dead, and they fix up the altars, and they get all excited about maybe even eating lunch there or dinner there. Or they prepare a meal. Do they? I mean, they don't just leave it there for the ants, do they?
They leave it there.
That's it?
They leave it there, yes.
What do you guys do about it?
We leave it there. We watch it. After a certain amount of time, it's, you know, the environment takes care of it. We monitor them.
The ants get it.
Now we monitor. But they also come during all through the year to visit their loved ones. And that's the purpose of Concordia Heritage, to have the roads clear, graves weed-free, to have security there to protect them from miscreants who might want to accost them, and to make it a safe environment, because this is a sacred place, and everyone buried there, all 65,000 people were loved ones to someone, and therefore it's a very special place.
And they all played a part in the history and the building of El Paso. I mean, it's the largest history book you could possibly have, and that's the same in any town. You want to learn about the people that started a town, the backgrounds and everything else. You go to a cemetery, and it's amazing what you find out.
There was a Mexican president at one point there, right? They took him out?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so, did he move over down the street to...
It was Huerta.
Huerta.
Yes, that's Victoriano Huerta. He is at Evergreen over on Alameda.
Andrew?
We did have one question come in. Who keeps the records of burials at Concordia? Do you know the address for that location or that authority?
We have records... We have records that go to 1984, but after that, you have to go to Zamorano, I believe. Yeah, Zamorano Monuments.
Well, that was kind of full by then, wasn't it?
Well, we still get a few burials a year.
It's still an active cemetery.
Leon Metz was buried there last year?
And Father Pinto was in not long ago?
Father Pinto, and Leon is near Father Pinto.
That's right. You have famous Leon out there now.
Yeah. Yep.
Interesting history, Concordia Cemetery. Thank you all for coming in here. Melissa, we'll do this next week?
Yes, we do.
Oh, fair enough. And Bernie, we'll see you soon to get ready for the next week's show. And Albert, Dr. Albert, thank you for coming
thank
in.
Thank you, yes.
Burnham.
Thanks for having me.
And Bernie Sergeant Wesley Harden, appreciate you being here.
And Moreau's
over here.
Miss Beulah.
The Trollop.
Trollop Moreau. Thanks
Soiled
for coming.
Dove, please.
Everybody else, we're going to see you next week right here on the El Paso History Radio Show. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.
Portions of the following